The man who developed the Jazz Studies program at the University of Pittsburgh died on Sunday, April 8th. Today, Jazz Studies programs are common at American universities and colleges. In 1969, there were only two at major universities. That's the year Dr. Nathan Davis arrived at the University of Pittsburgh to establish their program. A respected saxophonist, the Kansas City native had spent most of the 1960s living in Paris, where he was integral to that city's particularly vibrant jazz scene, performing and recording with world-renowned artists. That background influenced his approach to running Pitt's jazz program. Here's drummer Thomas Wendt.
He was not only a wonderful saxophonist, but he was a real trailblazer in jazz education. He saw how the trends were changing in the early 1970s, and he was really ahead of the curve.
Shortly after arriving in Pittsburgh, he established an annual seminar and concert, bringing many top jazz musicians to Pitt to teach master classes and perform. Here's Dr. Davis performing with Grover Washington, Jr. in 1994. Dr. Nathan Davis directed the Jazz Studies program at Pitt for 44 years, retiring in 2013. He was also a composer of more than 200 original works, including an opera, film scores, and four symphonies. He also co-authored several books, including A Philosophical Look at African American Music in Society, which he co-authored with his wife, Ursula Broski Davis. Nathan Davis died of natural causes Sunday, April 8th, in Palm Beach, Florida. He was 81 years old. The family plans to hold a remembrance service in Pittsburgh in about a month at a location still to be determined. Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.